Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantages. There's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. And use all of our resources to your little heart's content. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to check out. We got archives and articles of past shows, of articles that I've written, my Brain Trust members have written, hundreds, actually thousands of each one of those articles and archives. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog while you're there as well. Rick Gibbs is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's senior human resources specialist with Administaff in the New York area, and he's here to talk to us about something that's very important. It's a topic that you and I have talked about before, that we've covered on the show before, and this is the area of what do you do about managing your employees' online activity? What is allowed? What should you do? Should you be doing something? And how do you do it so that it works for everybody and keeps you out of trouble? And Rick's going to help us with that. Rick, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Rick, you know, technology is like all the other cool things that we have in our lives. It's wonderful. But it also brings challenges, doesn't it? I mean, I think about the automobile. We love our automobiles, don't we? And we have a car culture here in the United States. But still, you know, people get killed and injured in automobiles every year. But yet we still use it. So everything that's good has a downside. And in the old days, when I was a young pup coming up in the marketplace, you know, we didn't have the internet. And so. The ability for employees to get information depended basically on what the company gave us. They gave us the things that they wanted us to have.
Right.
But today our employees, many, many employees have access to the internet. They have access to email. They communicate with customers. They can go wherever they want to go. They can do all kinds of cool things for the business online every day, can't they?
They can. Tools and toys in the workplace have become so prevalent. There's a new, you know, email, instant messaging, chatting, all of those things are available in the workplace now, and they make things much more efficient in many ways. But you're right, they also can cause some issues with employees, with information, inappropriate information, and so forth.
You can imagine an employee getting ready for a meeting. In the old days, when an employee would go to a meeting, there wouldn't be a whole lot of places they could go to get a little smarter. They basically went to the meeting and sponged up whatever the company had acquired for them and processed it that way, depending on maybe they brought something in from the marketplace, some customer responses, but basically not much. Today, an employee can go to a meeting and say, "Hey, boss, I was on the internet today working on our project, and here's what I found. Did you know so-and-so and so-and-so?" And the boss is impressed. The boss is very pleased. The employee took initiative and brought some really good value to the meeting. But at the same time, what the employee probably didn't tell the boss is that while they were online searching for that work, they were also buying a pair of shoes at eBay or something.
Right. It allows for multitasking, and people are working on things that are business related, and also, and it's good for the employer to some extent too, that employees can use the internet and so forth for some limited personal use. But that's where some of the controls come in, some of the policies that we recommend to our clients and business owners regarding policies, regarding maintaining a balance between the personal use that's useful for everybody and the business purpose that comes from the tools.
What's the reasonable instructions that a business should give an employee about use of the internet for personal purposes?
Well, basically, it's a matter of stating that the company electronic equipment, email, and so forth are the property of the company, and that basically, even though there may be some laws that might protect privacy, that basically they have no real expectation of privacy in terms of use of the system. And a company needs to define in its policy, you know, what types of electronic communication apply. And this all needs to be communicated to employees up front. Many times employees are using the tools and they, in most cases, don't understand that what they're doing could be damaging to the business. They don't understand that messages stay around forever. And
if they were to send an off-color joke or some kind of a joke that was unfortunate, and it got around to the wrong people, it could create a morale problem. It could even create a legal problem for the company.
It could, because companies have a responsibility, a legal requirement to maintain an environment that's respectful and free of harassment. And that's what we see many situations arise from: emails that may have been sent that were inappropriate, or screensavers that might have been inappropriate, emails that come in from outside acquaintances with connections to websites that are inappropriate. So,
you know, I hate to be strict about certain things, but I actually, years ago, I actually had to tell, I like a good joke as much as anybody. I got a pretty good sense of humor. I like to tell jokes like everybody does, but I had to tell my friends, please don't send me jokes. I don't want to see them on the internet. I don't have time to deal with them, for one thing, but you probably just need to say, look, guys, you know, we can have fun without passing jokes back and forth in the business. What do you think, Rick?
Right. A sense of humor is important for every job you can possibly name, but we try to suggest to our clients to keep it in the area of things that are not off-color, related to sex or any other sort
right.
of situation like that.
Well, you know, and Rick, also, the other thing is that we can't prevent everything from happening. But the policy, the written policy, lets employees know what the company's position is, what the company expects of the employee, and if it should happen to come down to where the employee violates one of those policies, that's the company's best defense in a potential lawsuit, isn't it?
It is. When I get the question from a client, many times the question comes in, you know, we have this situation, and we are not quite certain what to do about it.
Right.
That becomes the issue. Do you have a policy, and will it protect you? Will it give you the basis to investigate
right.
and do the right thing?
Hold on to that thought, Rick. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We've got more of this to come right after these messages with our new friend, Rick Gibbs. He's with Administat. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Rick Gibbs. He's Senior Human Resources Specialist with Administaff. He's up there in the New York City area. And Rick, and by the way, I want to congratulate you and thank you for the good work you do supporting small business owners as you've worked with them on behalf of Administaff. I know you go out and help them work on their human resources tasks and activities. Give us a little bit of an idea about what you've been able to what kind of an attitude, what kind of an opinion you've had about small business owners.
Well, I've gained a new respect. I've had acquaintances in the past and worked in HR, but I've gained a new respect for small business owners and what they're up against in starting a business, the barriers to that, what it takes to keep a business going, keep the lights on, so to speak, and I'm just pleased that Administaff can help them take some of that administrative burden, some of the HR issues that a smaller company may not be equipped to handle, and we can assist them with that, and that's been very gratifying to have an impact on a small business and watch it turn into a much bigger business, as has happened with many of our clients.
Well, we need all the help we can get. That's administaff.com, right?
Administaff.com.
Rick, folks, we're talking about surveillance of employees. Maybe that's not the right word, but just sort of keeping up with what they're doing online, making sure that they know in advance what we expect of them. And, you know, but sometimes it's not enough, Rick, just to give them the policy, make sure they read it and ask if they understand it and answer any questions. Sometimes you have to kind of you have to follow up and make sure that things are happening right. What steps are reasonable to take? Should you wait until you have some concern, or should you do some sort of spot checking?
Well, I think it's a good idea to do some spot checkings, have some procedures in place to review systems, and certainly, as we say, communicate the policy, to take a look at what's happening online. It's usually a little bit easier to do it. Again, you're working then on the basis of the policy and not as a result of an incident that comes up. But you can also deal with the incident when it comes up by investigating, using the tools you have, applying the policy fairly, investigating properly, and making sure it's applied consistently.
You know, I've heard of technology. Of course, one thing you can do is you can have all email put into a collected basically by your ISP, and collected so that that you can go back if you need to. You can go back through and look at whatever email have been sent and received. Another thing you can do is, I understand there's technology that will literally, if somebody goes to a website that is inappropriate, there's actually technology that will pop up a little window in some manager's desktop, you know, and it says screen and say, you know, that somebody's going to this website right now.
Right. Those are technological advances, too, and just monitoring that have happened and give a regular sort of record of where people have been. And that's what I would say to employees, perhaps, you know, to be careful when they're using their computer for personal reasons, and one of the things that they should be conscious of, and also that these records survive long after they've sent an email. The email lasts forever, and it could be come up later on in some sort of legal proceeding or in some light that they may not want it to come up. And also using their own doing personal business on the computer could expose them to just having their personal information in areas that aren't secure for them personally. So again, the policy is a protection for the business. It also makes sense for the employee so that everybody can go about their business appropriately and make the right use of the tools that are available.
You know, one thing, people like to watch stories and listen to stories. I wonder, is there anything available anywhere that would allow, like a video or an enactment, so to speak, to show them, you know, this is what happens when you know, this is what could happen, or what, is there anything like that you know of?
I'm not aware of anything directly, but it sounds like a good idea in order to, again, further the policy, actually illustrate the policy with examples of mm-hmm. situations that became. That brings the policy much more to life.
Well, but also let people know. I mean, I think it's important that they know you're working on my equipment, you're using my connection, you're using my software, you're doing my business while you're here. Anything that you create, anything that you generate or receive while you're sitting at that desk working on my equipment belongs to me, and I have access to it if I want it.
Exactly.
And that's legal, isn't it, Rick?
It is. It's legal. It's the law permits, you know, for business purposes, things to be viewed in that way. And also it's something that needs to be re-communicated. We all mm-hmm. become very familiar with our technology. We slide into habits, and that's because the tools are so useful. So,
Rick, I got to wrap it up, but let me ask you a question. All right. When you give your clients these policies to give their employees, do they have their employees read them and sign that they've received it and they understand it? They do that?
They do, yes, as a part of a handbook or something.
That's a good idea, isn't it? Not only to give them the policy, but make sure that they recognize and say, yes, I've read this and I understand it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here.
All
good
right.
job today. We come back
Thank
another
you,
day.
Jim. I will.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks,
Rick
for
Gibbs,
me.
Ladies and gentlemen, human resources specialist with Administaff. Good information there. Got to take a quick break. Right back with Don Cooper. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.